Thank you.
Hello, good afternoon. Is this George?
It is.
Yeah, how you doing, George?
Doing fine.
Okay, well, nice to meet you. My name is Marlon. I'm sorry, is there a echo on the phone that you hear, or is it just
No,
my phone?
I'm on a speaker. I'm actually at work.
Oh, okay. So yeah, that's probably why. Yeah, I can hear myself talking twice. Okay,
Yeah,
so
sorry about that.
yeah, no worries. I'll try to kind of block it up. Okay, so my name is Marlon. I'm one of the senior directors here for my company. You were speaking to Scott a minute ago. He is a mapping coordinator here. His job today has been to find a quality company in your industry so we can refill this exclusive listing here that opened up morning for the first page of Google. Okay, so it is a first come, first serve position there, George. He was trying to get me to jump on the line here so I can maybe approve a price reduction. I'll see what I can do for that, if you're willing to give us a shot today. But aside from price, did you have any concerns or questions for me?
No, I know how Google works, and I've been approached several times over the last 6 months from various different companies that deal
Right.
with Google, and I'm just concerned about the price. So if you
Okay,
could
you know
quote
what?
that to me, I
I
appreciate it.
noticed something, George, in your account or your profile here with us. We actually, the last time you qualified here with us with Local Splash was back in 2019. So the position has been closed quite a while there. And I mean, it opened up and you're still on our qualified list. From the notes here, it looks like you were pretty happy with Home Advisor, which is now going by Angie's Leads, which probably why they're getting sued left and right. But let me see here. You had no website at the time. Still looks like you don't have a website. It
Correct.
looks like you're still trying to target Chico. You
Correct.
mostly want to stay residential, little commercial. I assume that you don't have the license for the commercial. I know they require license over there in Chico.
Right.
Okay, so I tell you what, I mean, we added a lot of features here to our services, and it's a lot more effective than it was. I mean, not to say it wasn't effective before, but it's a lot more aggressive now, and you're definitely going to get results. How do you like the whole Andrew's listing, though? I know it's a big
I just
change.
answered that question with the other gentleman.
Okay.
I'm not happy with Angie's List.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that, you know what I mean? And I can send you the link that of the Class Act. I don't know if you were aware of that already, but I don't think they're going to be staying open pretty much longer. So, I mean, you obviously need a service that's going to keep you with that steady flow of clients going your way. As far as the pricing goes, George, I'm going to try to keep it as it was before. What I'll do is I'll shave off 60% from the monthly price, and I'll go ahead and take a big chunk off the setup fee on the first initial investment. So once I get that approved, it's going to drop the price down from $998 to $398 today, and instead of $599 a month, it'll drop down to $299 a month. I'll include a website for you, which has a lot more features than before. I'll include the Facebook ads for you, first page of Google Maps, Bing, multiple directories that are very popular in the area, mobile platform, Alexa, Google Home, tracking system, verification with Google headquarters in California. So you get the full package and it will still be month by month. There's really no contracts, but we just do ask that you give us a fair shot of a couple of months because normally the majority of our clients, they end up staying with us for a very long time, and they usually get the best results within a couple of months. So we don't want you to miss out on that. Okay. Now, to kind of give you an example of what to expect from our services, it's showing me here that in the last 30 days, when I entered your keywords into our analytics, it showed me that there has been about 1,213 searches that were done for your line of industry. Okay. Now I'm not telling you that you're going to get 1,213 clients that are going to be calling you only, but it's pretty obvious that you're going to receive a good percentage of those searches.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now,
well,
what do you think about the
price? At this point in time, I don't think I'd be interested, but thank you very much.
Okay.
You might want to give me a call back in 60 days or to see what's happening as far as Angie's List is concerned. But my contract with Angie's is up till July, and I'm pretty
much locked
into that.
But it wouldn't be necessarily a contract, right? I mean, it's, you paid your subscription fee, and they still send you leads?
I beg your pardon?
Sorry about that. Okay, I was saying... you paid us the service fee, the setup fee or whatnot, but if you can cancel at any time, right? Or did they actually lock you in
a
contract?
No, well, you can cancel, but you're locked into a contract until the end of July.
So they still
it's an annual contract.
You don't want them.
Well, you're locked into it. It's like a leasing contract.
Wow.
You obligate yourself for one full year.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean... when did you want me to circle back with you on this? Obviously, George, I don't want to make you feel your pressure on it. And I send you an email, by the way.
Well, like I said, in about 60 days, I'm currently working with Angie's List to see if they can improve their lead quality. If they can't, then in about 60 days or so, I'll be up for it.
Okay, so you want to give them a good test run for 60 more days and see where that goes?
I'm sorry, I can hardly understand what you're saying. It sounds like you're underwater.
Yeah, same
with
you.
Give me a call back in 60 days, okay? Thank you.
Okay, I'll do the same. All right, thank you.